Premier League fixtures are out, and we're now waiting for the league to come out. And I think everyone's getting excited again, ready for the new season. I sure am. It's been a great break to have the time away and spend, you know, with my family and have that little holiday that we all crave. But right at the very end of it, you're always looking forward to the season, and that's definitely started for me.
Which teams are you looking forward to facing most?
It's a strong league again. I think, you know, you look at the teams that narrowly missed out on promotion last year, and, you know, they'll be full of disappointment and an endeavour to go that one step further this year. And there's some big teams once again at League Two. I mean, you always, for me, I always look at the, you know, the real big clubs to try and pit your wits against the opposition that they've got, and none more so for me than Portsmouth. It's always a wonderful atmosphere down at Fratton Park, and when you're up against a team with the calibre of players and the capabilities of the management that they've got there, then they're always huge games. So Portsmouth for me is a standout fixture.
Right, the squad is really starting to take shape. It's in your own image this season, which is what you wanted. I spoke to Mehdi Alito earlier on in the week, and he looks to be a really good signing.
Well, I'm hopeful that everybody shares the same opinion of myself. It's was very important that I came in when I did and tried to stamp my own kind of authority on the team. And I think everybody who watched us the way that they did last year probably seen a certain amount of change within the group. You know, the way that you know, the dynamics of the team and the type of players that we try to bring in. And I've been able to bring them types of players in, more importantly, on permanent signings. The likes of Mehdi Alito and Pierre Mingoa and George Marish, you know, they all come and they all fit the kind of blend of what I want to go forward with.
And very importantly, you signed Will Norris to a three-year deal, a new three-year deal, and you've also got backup that you know in Dave Gregory.
Yeah, I think, you know, the goalkeeper situation when I first came into the club was a worrying case. It was one that I didn't really know for sure who was going to be the number one, and then quickly realised that the number one wasn't actually at the football club. So to get Willin back from his loan was huge for us. I thought he had a great second part of the season for us, and he's really proved that he is a capable number one at our level, and we've got high hopes for him, hence the fact that we've signed him on a new deal. And when you've got somebody like that at the helm as a number one, the age that he is, you know, the profile of the type of goalkeeper that he is, I think it's I think that just gives everybody kind of an understanding of what type of player I want at the football club. I want them for here and now, of course, but, you know, these players have got a real chance now of progressing and going up the ladder, hopefully with Cambridge United. But if it's not going to be with us, then, you know, we've got six or seven boys now in the camp that we're hopeful that, you know, we can recoup on their ability.
The pre-season tour that's been announced looks very, very interesting, along with the pre-season fixtures against Aston Villa and Ipswich Town.
Yeah, a mixed bag, really. And I wanted that this year. Really keen on going away for a week. Made that really clear to to Jez and the chairman that that's what I wanted. And they've been absolutely brilliant with me. Really, really backed me, which is great because, you know, it is a costly outlet. But I just felt that to spend a week away from the environment, the training environment, just to take people out of their comfort zones, play against a different type of opposition, and have that opportunity of training more than just the once or twice a day, just for that short amount of time, would be beneficial for us. So to go over to Eindhoven and, you know, come against the opposition that we have been able to play against is, you know, I'm looking forward to it. It comes just at the right time in pre-season, and it gives us the, you know, the space and time to come back and play against the likes of Villa and Ipswich, just to name but two.